Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back here on 96.5 The Fan. Happy Friday, Red Friday. Somebody was asking the location they can come see you on the text line.
Yeah. Today at the Community America Credit Union on 64th Street in KC Mo, just up north of the river there on 64th Street. We'll be out there today from 11 to 1. Free food for the first 100 people who show up today, which is outstanding. You got a free lunch on a Friday. You get the opportunity to meet the Chiefs cheerleaders today. You get an opportunity to hang out with KC Wolf. And you told me the last time you did a Community America Credit Union event, they had a prize ATM, and people are going to have an opportunity to pick up some Chiefs prizes
like
and
a
tickets.
Debit, like a bank card into a slot, and then it opens up a drawer, and there's something in there for you no matter what. It's not anything that's not there.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
Plus, you can win a pair of Chiefs tickets.
Yeah, so much fun. So come out today from 11 to 1, get some free food for the first 100 people, your picture with the Chiefs cheerleaders and KC Wolf, and an opportunity to win some great Chiefs prizes. We'll be at the Community America Credit Union branch on 64th Street in KC Mo, north of the river, later on today.
Starting to make sense with Bronny James real quick. The G League debut with the South Bay Lakers on Saturday is sold out.
Oh.
And now people are reselling their tickets starting at $200.
Oh, my God.
Capitalism at its finest there, boys.
Where do they play?
South Bay. I don't know.
South Bay Lakers. I was just wondering how big the arena is.
Probably
like a 5,000-seat arena.
Honestly, it was probably like
they playing at the Armory.
Silverstein or whatever that's called. Dahmer.
Right? Something like that, I would imagine. 1,800. Yeah, a big small venue. So,
who knows?
Cool. Good for Bronny James.
We could type in South Bay Lakers, and then you could
South Bay. Is that in L.A. or is that like in San Francisco?
And it's just
South
Bay.
I don't know.
Get some hay.
Yeah.
What do you say?
They play at the training complex in El Segundo.
El Segundo.
How many people does that seat?
I'm trying.
Maximum capacity.
Yeah. The training center. That's what they call it. So they're practicing it. They're playing at a practice facility.
Yes.
It is in L.A. So the practice facility could be like surprising. Like 10,000 people could be there.
Yeah, it's true.
Never know. This is terrible radio.
Yeah,
should we get into the best part of our show, which is every Friday, which we do, which is in the script.
Yeah.
It is my favorite because it lets us know how we know absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
If you need to find out how much we know, go back and listen to Monday and listen to Bob's script. It was great. Or Tuesday, I guess. I don't know what day
Whatever
it was.
Whatever day it was, right?
But you never know. One week he's telling you Kareem Hunt's going to score 2 touchdowns, and he does it. The next week he's going to tell you McDuffie's going to get an interception, and he still doesn't do it. So I tell you things that get wrong. Sometimes we're right. Whoever wants to go first, Bob, you can go first.
I'll go first. It's all brought to you by our friends over at Folling. And don't forget this weekend, $2 drinks at Folling. Beer, cider, seltzers, $2 all weekend long. Over at Folling. This game's going to be close for the first half, okay? It's going to be one of those games where standing in the concourses at halftime, commiserating, going, I don't know what's going on here. You know, one of those type of games. I know we're going to have those moments around halftime in this game against the Denver Broncos. Fans will be nervous because the Chiefs will only be up by a small margin at halftime, whether that be 3 or 4 points. Then Patrick Mahomes will take over. We'll see DeAndre Hopkins build on his game from last week. He goes 7 catches, 85 yards, and a touchdown. Worthy shows up big this weekend. We're going to see that jet sweep. We're going to get him involved early in the offense because they want to rebuild his confidence. Let everybody know that they didn't lose confidence in him, even though he didn't know where the sidelines were last week and had a really bad game last week. This is the game they rebuild his confidence. We're going to see him get that jet sweep, maybe a handoff. They're going to utilize his speed, let him realize some success. That's why Andy Reid is the best in the business, because when somebody's feeling down, he knows how to prop them back up. So we'll get that early jet sweep, gain some momentum, gain some confidence. He'll come up with a big 40-plus yard catch as well on Sunday. Kareem Hunt, still the workhorse in this offense. He'll score you a red zone touchdown. Kelce continues his hot streak. 6 catches, 75 yards, and a touchdown. Chiefs pull away in the second half. They'll win this thing somewhere 28-10.
Love it. I'll start with mine then. These games are always kind of ugly to start, as Bob mentioned. It's messy. It's gross at the beginning. I predict the Broncos, you know, as we see the Chiefs sometimes do, let up an early lead, right? Spags kind of figuring things out at first. Bo Nix really excited. He mentioned he's really excited to play at Arrowhead. We'll see how long that lasts. They get an early lead. It's off, you know, something stupid, though. It's a great return. It's a blown coverage. It's a missed tackle from the Chiefs that we saw last night in that Ravens game where it's an 82-yard touchdown just because he didn't tackle him and get him out of bounds. And after that, the Chiefs will settle in. And then I kind of expect just dominance and control the rest of the way. This will be the first game Kareem's been back that he won't score a touchdown for the Chiefs. He'll have a lot of yards, but yeah, he won't get in the end zone this time. It'll actually be Carson Steele. This week, he'll get in the end zone on a short 1-yard fullback dive of some sort. Kelce will get in the end zone, and Xavier Worthy will also get pay dirt. Kind of like what Bob was saying, Andy Reid, you have a bad week, he's going to force feed you that ball. He's going to make you feel confident again. And then Josh Uche, the newcomer on the defensive side, he's going to get his first sack as a Kansas City Chief.
I like that play.
Yeah, 24-10 for the Chiefs.
Okay, I like that.
First off, I want to start my script with, you know, and most importantly, a warm welcome to Bo Nix, who's excited to play at Arrowhead. But we'll also be excited to exit Arrowhead as well after this game.
That was fun for the first 10 minutes.
See ya.
Yep. Be careful what you wish for would be my message to Bo Nix. I will say this, last week versus a bad defense in Baltimore, they were aggressive. This week, Denver will be conservative. That will get him beat and beat bad. Chris Jones, big game, 2 sacks. Justin Reed, hard-hitting vet, once again making his presence known on the field. Trent McDuffie will still not have an interception, but he will have a play that we will be talking about on Monday. I don't know what that play is, but it'll be something as the fact that Bob Fesco will look at me in the face and say, boy, Trent McDuffie made another one of those Trent McDuffie plays. I think the other thing that will keep continuing to happen is Mahomes and the 2024 trio will continue to ride that kingdom wave. Kareem Hunt, Travis Kelce, DeAndre Hopkins. That will lead the way on the offensive side. And 2 of those 3 will score. Chiefs will win. The score will be 31-13, and they will clinch the AFC West, as it will then be on to Buffalo, where they will try to clinch the AFC's number 1 seed. That is my script.
I like it. Man.
Yeah, love it.
Do you think Trent McDuffie will ever have an interception?
Seriously.
What's crazy. More likely to happen first? Patrick Mahomes to throw for 4 touchdowns in a game or Trent McDuffie to get an interception?
Mahomes.
I would think Mahomes too.
Yeah, nobody throws it to Trent McDuffie.
Nobody does. No. And that's why I hate stats, because this guy doesn't have any interceptions. He also doesn't have a target this year. Nobody's throwing his direction. So if nobody's throwing his way, how can he get an interception? I mean, he's got to go other side of the field. And okay, thank you, sir.
Well, it's like Jamar Chase. What did he have? 3 touchdowns, 260 yards last night against Trent McDuffie. He was crying after the game.
He had 60-some yards and complained to the refs.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what he had against McDuffie.
11 for 264 and 3 touchdowns.
He was brilliant last night.
He was unreal.
But he was also playing against a JV squad on defense. That's rough. Even still, they took advantage of it, right?
Yeah, they did.
Took advantage of it.
55-piecer. On fantasy football.
Yeah. And people will look at that game by Cincinnati and say, see, this is why they're better than the Chiefs. Look at the output they had on offense last night. Sir, they played against the JV squad. they lost, but they still put up there. And look, it doesn't matter. They lost the game. They lost the football game. They're not better than the Chiefs. Go sit back down.
Y'all are crazy if you think it's going to be a 14-point difference. Thank you for listening. We try to be a little exaggerant on our script.
I have an 18-point different.
Yeah, I'm the least with 14, so I guess I'm the most reasonable.
I stopped saying that Trent McDuffie was going to get an interception and start saying that the Chiefs are going to get a blowout, because one of them is going to happen first.
Which happens first, a 41-10 game or a Trent McDuffie interception?
41-10 game.
I think so, too.
I stand on business with that.
I think it's going to be very hard for Trent McDuffie to get an interception because the opportunities are so limited.
It's either going to
have to. And that's a great thing.
It's an amazing thing. It proves how elite he is. It's either going to have to be an extremely ill-advised throw from a quarterback where McDuffie's like, sweet, that's an easy pick. Or, you know, tipped up in the air and he's in the right spot sort of thing. But it's going to be tough. It's just so good.
Which quarterback do you think will truly challenge Trent McDuffie first?
Josh Allen.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's next week.
So he challenged Legarius Sneed in the playoffs and got a touchdown on him on a great play.
Yeah.
It was like the first touchdown Legarius Sneed gave up all year.
It was. That's
he
right.
He threw in it playoffs. In the corner and was like, I don't care if it's Legarius Sneed. I'm going to live and die on my arm.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only answer I think I can come up with.
So do you think he can pick off Josh Allen next week then? And Josh Allen's going to try to go to that well,
right? That's the zag, right?
So now we're getting into your Buffalo script. We are looking ahead.
We're not looking ahead. We got the Broncos this weekend. Focus.
Yeah, Hall of Famer Trent McDuffie, zero interceptions.
That's right. And that would be the thing. Trent McDuffie, unanimous selection to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Never had it, but you know people are going to sit in that room at his Hall of Fame. Oh, you didn't have any interceptions. And then I'm going to have to get in that room, and I should be the representative by that point in time, and go in there and say, here's the deal. Nobody threw at Trent McDuffie. Case closed. Move on.
Ooh, this is a tough one. What happens first, a McDuffie interception or a missed kick by Butker to lose a game?
Ooh.
I don't want to think about that other one.
Yeah, I don't either.
As long as it's like, you know, regular season, but that's good.
I'm going to say that's a great one there. I'm going to say McDuffie gets an interception.
Me too, yeah. Me too.
I don't know. Haven't seen it in a while.
Haven't seen Butker miss anything in a while either.
Yeah,
I hate saying that out loud. I do. I hate saying it out loud. It's a great question on the text line, but I hate talking about
it. He stole all of Tucker's ice in his veins, that's for sure.
Yeah, Tucker missed another one last night.
Who?
Justin Tucker.
I never heard of him.
Never heard of him.
JT.
I don't know.
Ever since you fold around and found out with Kelsey and Mahomes in the end zone, it ain't been the same, bud.
Are you talking about like the second best kicker in the NFL?
That's Tucker? It. Yep.
Is that him?
I think the second best kicker in the NFL might resign in Dallas, unfortunately.
Yeah, Aubrey.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's a stud.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.